Welcome back to the Oz Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fifth chapter of Maseches Krisos, and today we are learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Mishnah Dalet says, Chatika shel chulin v'chatika shel kodesh. So let's say there's two pieces of meat. One of them is regular, non-sacrificial meat, and one of them is sanctified. If a person eats one of them, and he doesn't know which one he ate, pater, he's exempt. He doesn't have to bring a sacrifice. Rabbi Akiva machayev v'asham taloi. But Rabbi Akiva requires him to bring a doubtful guilt offering. Achalas hashnia, let's say he ate the second piece. So he ate both of them. He doesn't know which was secular and which was sanctified. Nevertheless, he knows he ate the sanctified piece. Mevi asham vadai. Then he has to bring a definite guilt offering. Achal echad esarishona, uba acher v'achalas hashnia. So let's say one person ate the first piece of meat, and then someone else came along and ate the second piece of meat. Ze mevi asham taloi, v'ze mevi asham taloi. So each one has to bring his own conditional guilt offering. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Shnehem bevim asham echad, both of them can bring a single guilt offering. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Ein shnehem bevim asham echad. Rabbi Yossi says, two people cannot jointly bring a guilt offering. Let's look in the Bartnero. Rabbi Akiva Machayev, if he ate the piece of meat, not knowing if it was secular or sanctified, Rabbi Akiva requires him to bring a guilt offering. Rabbi Akiva l'tamei, Rabbi Akiva is consistent with his general point of view, the machayev asham taloi al safik me'ilos, because he requires a conditional guilt offering for a case of doubtful misappropriation. Shnehem mevi'in asham echad, and there's an opinion in our Mishnah that both of them can go jointly on a single guilt offering, b'shutfus, as partners. V'yomer zelazeh, and each one says to the other, im ata achalta hachaticha shel kodesh, if you ate the sanctified piece, yehei chelki mochaloch, then I give my share of this to you. Vihei asham kula alecha, and then the whole guilt offering is yours. So they go as partners, each one making a condition that if the other one ate it, I give my piece to you. But Rabbi Yossi says, Ein shnayim mevi'in asham echad. Rabbi Yossi feels that two people cannot jointly bring a guilt offering, deles leitanai berkabanos, because he feels you cannot make conditions when it comes to sacrifices. El im kedivrei chachamim shnehem paturim, but rather if we follow the opinion of the chachamim, neither one would have to bring a sacrifice. Ik Rabbi Akiva kol echad mevi asham talai, and if we follow Rabbi Akiva, each one would have to bring a conditional guilt offering. V'halacha kechachamim, and the halacha follows the chachamim, she'en mevi'in asham taloi al safek me'ilos, that we do not bring a conditional guilt offering for a doubtful case of misappropriation. Mishnah Hey. Chatika shel chulin v'chatika shel chelev. So now let's say there's one piece of regular, secular, non-sacrificial meat, and also a piece of chelev, which is forbidden fat. Achal achas mehen, let's say a person eats one of them, ve'en yodua eze mehen achal, and he doesn't know which one he ate. Mevi asham toloi, he would bring a conditional guilt offering. Achales hashnia, and if he ate the second piece, mevi chatas, he would bring a sin offering, because that would be the appropriate sacrifice for eating chelev. Achal echad es harishona, uba acher, v'achales hashnia. If one person ate the first piece of meat, and someone else came along and ate the second piece of meat, and we don't know who ate which, Zem mevi asham taloi, v'zem mevi asham taloi. Then each one would bring his own conditional guilt offering. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Shnehem mevi'in chatas achas. Rabbi Shimon says, both of them may bring a single sin offering. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Ein shnehem mevi'in chatas achas. Rabbi Yossi says, two people cannot bring a single sin offering. Let's look in the Bartnero. Chatas achas, a single sin offering. Umasna ze im ze kedeparishna la'el. And they each make a condition, as we described in the case of the Asham in the previous Mishnah, that if you're the one who ate the chelev, the whole thing is yours. Ein shnayim mevi'in chatas achas. And once again, Rabbi Yossi says that two may not bring a single sacrifice, in this case a chatas. Ava asham toloi maisi kol chad v'chad mishum chatikas hachelev. But rather, each one should bring their own conditional guilt offering because of the piece of chelev. Behind Tanakama, and this is the same as the opinion of the Tanakama. Behal Kamash Malan, the Tanakama, Rabbi Yosihu. And therefore we see that the first speaker in our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi, the Halacha Kamoso, and the Halacha does in fact follow him. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Hey. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Vav and Zayin.